Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
We're going to be creating entrepreneurs out of the children that are in the neighborhood. We're going to have elderly daycare and so on and so forth.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best crowdfunding crash course ever, episode 3. This episode is called From Start to Finish, Here's How to Do a Crowdfunded Deal. And I'm so excited because we have got two resident experts, one who's doing the deals and one who's helping facilitate the deals from Patch of Land. And we have Omar Skyers. He's a partner at SRB Group. And before I introduce Omar and Doug Cochran, SVP of Acquisitions and Underwriting at Patch of Land, just a little bit of context for how we got to this point and where we're headed and what the focus of today's episode is going to be and what you're going to get out of it. So our first episode in the series of four was all about answering every single question that you have about crowdfunding. The second episode in the series of four was all about the future of crowdfunding, and that aired last Sunday. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely go check it out, because we talked about not only about where we're at, but most importantly, where we're headed and what we can do about that direction where we're going. And some very practical, actionable advice that the best ever panelists gave. And today, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about how to do a deal from start to finish. We're going to demystify crowdfunding, and we're going to talk to someone who has done many deals on crowdfunding platforms, including Patch of Land. So before I introduce the best ever panelists officially, even though I kind of already alluded to it, first, a quick word from our sponsor.
My mom always said it's rude to keep people waiting. Well, best ever listeners, that's exactly what you're doing if you're not funding your deals with our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that matches up your deals with accredited and institutional investors who want to invest in your deal. Patch of Land literally has thousands of investors ready to fund your next deal. You don't want to keep them waiting, do you? And guess what? It's a lightning quick process too. In fact, the average Patch of Land loan closes in just 7 days. Is a 5 to 7 day close faster than how long it currently takes you to close on financing? And just think, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all of your financing needs taken care of for all of your deals? How many more deals could you close if you already knew where the money was coming from? With Patch of Land, you no longer have to worry about the financing part. They've got it taken care of for you. Go to Patch of Land and find out how to get your next deal funded by the thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Go to patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLAND.com.
Okay, let's get right into it. First off, I want to introduce Doug Cochran. He's the SVP of Acquisitions and Underwriting at Patch of Land. Doug, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And you have been a previous guest on the Best Ever Show, episode 129 on how to get your crowdfunding deal funded. So can you give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and talk specifically about where you're involved in the process?
Absolutely. It's good to be back on the show, Joe. Thanks for having me back on. My background is about over 20 years in real estate as a real estate flipper, a licensed real estate appraiser, a loan officer, underwriter, project manager on construction sites. I have a pretty long and varied background. And currently, I'm with Patch of Land as the Senior Vice President of Acquisitions and Underwriting. And my specific role in the process of getting a deal together is working with our loan officers. They're presenting deals to me. We're helping structure the deals with them. And then once it actually gets into underwriting, that's when myself and my underwriting team get into the actual underwriting of the deal and the project.
So you're basically qualifying the opportunity and making sure that it's a good investment for the investors. And then once it's funded, are you involved after that point?
I am, actually. I do stay in contact with the borrowers and I help facilitate the draws when a draw request is asked of a borrower.
And the other Best Ever panelist that we have, I'm really excited to introduce you all to, is Omar Skyers. He is a partner at SRB Group. So Omar, can you give a little bit about your background and talk about how you got to this point?
Hi, Joe. It's a pleasure to be on your show today. I've been in the mortgage business actually since around 1999, so going on 16 years. First, I was a loan officer. I then owned my own mortgage brokerage company, and then I got into flipping. So pretty much, you know, up here in northern New Jersey in the Essex County area and also in the Bergen County area. That's my main deal. That's what I do nowadays. It's mostly flip.
So you started, what year did you start flipping?
Around 2007.
So you started flipping in 2007. And how were you initially financing your deals?
Initially, I was doing my deals through hard money. Now, if you remember, in 2007, this was before the crash. So money was widely available. You know, after the crash, our resources dried up. And now that the market is coming back, the hard money is there. Mainly I used hard money. Hard money is there still. However, we find that the crowdfunding platform is a much easier platform to work with. And it also gives us a more resources to go to. With hard money, it seems like they're getting a lot more like the conventional banks, you know, and with the crowdfunding platform, it's just a much simpler, easier, no hassle process.
So with hard money and crowdfunding, you know, you've borrowed from both. And a little bit later, I want to get into kind of the pros and cons of those based on, you know, your experience, because my gosh, you've got experience on both sides of things and you can give that perspective. But first, you know, the focus of our conversation is, you know, really around from start to finish, a crowdfunded deal, just really getting the behind the scenes access of what it's like to do a crowdfunded deal. And so let's talk about one deal in particular, any deal that you have in mind that you've had on the crowdfunding platform. Because how many crowdfunded deals do you have? You have about five of them with Patch of Land?
Actually, it's eight.
You have eight? Okay,
yes.
Even better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have eight with Patch of Land. So
yes.
You've done eight crowdfunded deals or are in the process of doing those deals. I guess the first question before we get into the specifics of one deal would be, what brought you to crowdfunding?
Well,
crowdfunding is something that was mentioned to me by my attorney before Patch was even came online. This was before last year, February 2014, when the when Obama signed the act, so on and so forth, allowing crowdfunding to be utilized. I did a lot of research on it. I liked the format. And then my attorney introduced me to Mr. Cochran. Mr. Cochran and I hit it off ASAP. And we started utilizing the Patch of Land peer-to-peer platform because we felt that it matched our business needs perfectly.
So you had been doing flips. You started in 2007.
Right.
Resources dried up in 2008, as it did with everybody.
Right.
And then I imagine things loosened up in between your first crowdfunded deal and when the crash happened. So did you go back to hard money after the crash happened?
After the crash happened, yes, we did. However, we just didn't see that, we didn't feel that the hard money was as it used to be. We feel that the ability to obtain, to have access to funds, you know, for instance, as an investor, you need to have as much access to funds as possible, as much of your resources available to you, because some deals, you know, it's all about timing. Joe, it's all about timing. If a hard money guy is going to take 3-4 weeks to fund my deal and Doug can fund my deal in 2 weeks, which they always do, why would I deal with a hard money guy?
So let's talk about your initial conversation and what were your initial impressions when you went through the crowdfunding process versus hard money?
My initial impression was I was very pleased. I mean, to just let you know how pleased I was, you know, we have a circle here, a group of us that do a lot of flipping. I actually got all of my peers to go with Patch of Land. I mean, it's a good one, 4 or 5 people, maybe 4 or 5 different investors. That's how pleased I was. I was very pleased with the whole entire process. I found it simple. You know, it became one of those things. As an investor, you have your sheets. You know, you say to yourself, these are my wants. If I get this, I'll be okay. If I get this, I can really be fine in my business. Okay. What is the main thing a flipper needs? He needs instant access to money, instant access to be able to buy property. You have a guy next door to you that's going to buy a property from under you because you can't get access to the money fast enough. And this is where crowdfunding comes in. And this is one of crowdfunding's best features, because they have the ability to fund your deals almost instant.
What's something that surprised you outside of the speed to market? What's something that surprised you about the process?
What actually surprised me was my ability to pick up the phone and give Doug a call. And he answered. Because most other companies that we deal with, they I mean, you have to go back and forth with emails and they don't pick up the phone. They're not customer service oriented whatsoever.
Let's talk about a deal in particular, and you can pick any deal out that you're running or that you've already run. And can you just walk us through the process of what it was like from, you know, initial introduction through, you know, the latest stage that you're in?
Absolutely. Initially, we made contact with Patch of Land. They sent us out a sheet for us to fill out. We filled out our background information. Patch of Land ran our credits. They also asked us to make a list of flips that we have completed in the past. And it's pretty detailed, you know, the amount, so on and so forth, and anything that we have currently running. Okay. They do their due diligence. They're very, very adept at doing that. They do a deep background check on each borrower. After you pass the background check, after they have vetted you and see that you actually did do all those deals that you list, then you're given the okay to get an appraisal done. The appraisal is then done on the property. You run the title on the property. You submit the loan forms. And within about, I would say, 5 to 7 business days after that is done, after the appraisal is submitted, you will get a term sheet. And then the term sheet will outline everything, you know, all of your payments, your interest payments, as well as your monthly payments. And then after that, they give you a closing date and you go to closing. They tell you, you know, you get a phone call from one of the guys at Patch of Land, and they just go through everything from top to bottom with you, kind of reiterating everything to make sure that you know what you're doing. And then after that, you get a closing date and you go to closing.
This question is for Doug. Doug, how quickly does that process that he just described typically take? And is there anything else you'd like to add to that process?
Yeah, the typical process is on average about 10 business days. So it's pretty much exactly as Omar had described. We understand that time is of the essence with these projects, as Omar had mentioned. And we do a full background check on all our borrowers, credit checks, background checks. We fully vet them, their experience. That's why we ask what they've done in the past. We do check those properties to see, in fact, that they had owned the properties, and we check everybody who's involved with the process. Once the loan is in process, we order up the appraisal, we order up the title work. That's the two things that typically take the longest, usually 5 to 7 days to get those back. And once those are done, the underwriting has been taken care of in that time frame. So we're really at that point just waiting for the appraisal to get back. Once the appraisal comes back and the numbers are confirmed what we were expecting, then we go to closing. If the values come in differently, there may be some renegotiation of the contracts, but that's to be expected. And those kind of expectations are set up at the initial introduction with the borrower. It's a pretty simple, it's a fast, it's a very fast process, but that's how we work.
Omar, now that we talked a little bit about what the process is to get to the closing table, I'd love to hear a little bit more on, okay, we've closed, now what? So what happens then?
After we close on a property, usually immediately after that, we will then apply for permits. The way my company works is before we even close, we have a full assessment of what needs to be done, exactly what it's going to cost. We have contractors that work with us exclusively, so on and so forth. So once you close that loan, you are going to apply for your permits. That's the first thing you do. If there are any architectural designs that need to be drawn up, then you apply for that as well. You also apply for any surveys, anything, any licenses, permits, surveys, architectural designs, any one of those things that's needed, that is the first thing that you do. In the process, while you are waiting for your permits or anything of that sort, you will then do a clean out. Okay, clean out and demo. That's your first. Normally, because of the fact that we are working in an urban area, clean out and demo is a pretty big job. A lot of these properties have been vandalized, as well as like the copper is taken out, so on and so forth. So when we go in, we're cleaning out, and then sometimes we in order to maximize the space, we reconfigure some of the rooms, so on and so forth. So that's where the demo comes in. And after that is done, naturally, we go in and we do our rough plumbing, our rough electric. Inspectors come out again, take a look at that. After that's done, we start closing up the walls. If we're installing any HVAC systems, those go in. Inspector comes out again. Then after that, then your cosmetics comes into play. You know, if you're putting up sheetrock, you put down your floor first, then you put your sheetrock. If you're not putting up sheetrock, then you put your floor down last. Your fixtures go in, your bathrooms go in, you can go in, and pretty much you're done unless you got a roof to replace, and that can be done during that whole process. The longest part of our process, however, Joe, here in Northern New Jersey, is the permit process. Permits can delay your project to 3 months.
If we were to zoom up from those steps and we were to look at where is patch of land, or, you know, if where is patch of land in that process, and how do you correspond with them versus a hard money lender, or, you know, if you get traditional financing, how is that? How are they involved?
Patch of land is very helpful. What they do, they require updates from us as we go along, and we are in constant contact with Patch. Patch acts more in the capacity of a partner than just a lender. They want to see you succeed. I get phone calls from them. I get emails from them. You know, and it's not in like a bothersome way or a micromanaging way. It's to legitimately say, hey, how are things going? You know, we give them updates, you know, once every few weeks. You know, we let them know exactly where we are. We send over pictures just to make sure that everyone is on the same table. Everything is transparent and everybody is still in a feel good frame. So Patrick Bland is with us all the way.
Yeah. And Joe, if I can step in there, that's part of what we do. I mean, we're here to build relationships with our borrowers. And I think that's an important part of the transaction. That's why Omar has come back and he has told his other business partners about us. You know, we are hands-on. We do act as a partner, but we also try to not get in their way. We know these guys are busy and they have a job to do. And we really do try to schedule our draw schedules with them. We limit them. We don't overburden them with a lot of draws, so they can get the work done. And in the meantime, they can, you know, they have the ability to give us updates on the properties.
Omar, how is it different from a reporting standpoint? I know you mentioned that there's more of a partnership and you have a direct access, but as far as the specific reporting and responsibilities that you have, do you have to report more for a crowdfunding platform than you would a hard money lender?
I would actually say yes. But I personally think that this is just Patch's policy. And, you know, with Patch, you know, like I said, they're managing people's money. You know, you have investors that come in and accredited investors. So naturally you have to report to these guys and say, hey, you know, here's what's happening with your money. So, you know, to us, it's like I said, it's not bothersome at all. It's more welcome on our side of the fence, because you know that someone didn't just, you know, just give you the money, say here, and then you just pay it back when you pay it back. You know what I mean? They know exactly, you know, every phase of your project. And like I said, everything is above board. Everyone is transparent and everything is.
What's a report look like? What do you have to do for that report?
Usually what we will do is we'll go in. We'll take pictures and of each phase of the construction. When we take pictures, each picture, we put a notation under each picture and say, this is what's happening. Like, for instance, if I take a picture of the kitchen, gutted kitchen, rough plumbing, rough electric, waiting on inspection. Gutted bathroom, rough plumbing, rough electric, waiting on inspection, so on and so forth. Floors, living room floor installed. HVAC system, take a picture of the HVAC system. HVAC installed. Real simple, very, very simple.
Roughly. Maybe it's not an average, maybe it's just a standard thing. How many reports do you have to do for each property?
I would say two or three. Usually with us, we because of the fact that we have a little bit more projects with Patch than the average person, we like to give them more voluntarily. However, Patch, they don't request a lot at all. They only request maybe whenever you need a draw, you have to put in a report. Other than that, you may get a phone call every once in a while and say, hey guys, you know, how are you doing? Send me some updates.
Right. And Joe, we do that. It's twofold reason for the updates. One is we want to keep in contact with the borrowers, let them know that we're still here. We're here to support them. It gives us an update on, you know, making sure that they're on track with their projects. And it's also an opportunity for us then to give these updates to the investors who have invested in the projects themselves. They like to know what's going on with the projects. They've invested in it. So they have an interest in finding out how far along the project is. And with that, it's a good building block for the relationship between even our borrowers like Omar and our investors. Omar's been very successful on our site because our investors have gotten to know who Omar is and Steve and SRB and the kind of projects that they're investing in and the kind of work that their projects. So it's kind of a two-way highway, the information. And it's something that our investors look forward to and appreciate.
Omar, when, you know, with the renovations, I mean, as you mentioned, and you walked us through, you know, what you typically do in the process where, you know, getting permits and, you know, sometimes just gutting these 2 to 3 family properties, I imagine things come up that are not expected. How does that handled on a crowdfunding platform like Patch of Land? And then once you talk through that, I'm going to ask you a follow-up question about how that's different from another type of lender that you would use.
Well, due to the fact that, you know, as I previously mentioned, patch of land is, they're not a micromanager. If you are an experienced investor and you've done this several times, you expect the unexpected. So naturally, those are things that we plan for. Those are things that we handle when those situations come up. We know exactly how to handle those. There's not many situations that can pop up that we have never seen or have never experienced before. So the answer to your question is, I've never really had to go back to patch of land and say, hey guys, you know, this and such happened and it was unexpected, because you do know how to handle those situations.
What would you say with the deals that you've done? You know, you've clearly found a successful model for your company to finance the properties. What would you say is kind of the future for where you see crowdfunding headed, with, you know, in particular with your company, and what you plan on doing with it?
Well, I personally think that crowdfunding is definitely a wave, you know, to say it's the wave of the, but hey, it's here now. The future is now here. It's the wave. It's the new thing. This is something that I and my business partner actually plan on utilizing from here on out. And the reason why, like I said, it's a lot simpler and cheaper than hard money. You know, with hard money, the process is definitely a more difficult process, as you stated. And when you are allowed to establish good, solid relationships like established with Packs of Land, it makes this side of the fence, our business, so much easier, because of the simple fact that we no longer have to go out and search for money. We know that the money's there. They know that we have a track record, we're proven. So it's more on that line, you know. It's really, like I said, it's a much different experience. It's a very smooth process. And this is something that we will be utilizing.
Who is it good for and who isn't it good for, in your opinion?
I personally, I don't know who it wouldn't be good for. I think it's good for any investor that needs to borrow money. It gives them another solution to their cash flow issues. And it provides them the ability to do their acquisitions a lot faster. So you are now able to compete with other investors that have access to quick cash. I mean, hence, that's the bottom line. I mean, in this game, in order to get that house at a very cheap price, you better come with that money very quickly. And if you can't, you're going to lose it. And with crowdfunding, especially Patch of Life, I don't have any experience with any other crowdfunding companies, and I don't plan on dealing with crowdfunding companies. So with Patch of Land, hey, you know, you can call these guys and say, guys, I need this done in such and such amount of time because I may lose it. Guess what? They are for us. They're on our side. With hard money has gotten to the point where you're just another number with you. You're just another number. With Patch of Land, I call over there and they know my name. And it's not a different person answering the phone all the time. That means a lot to us as investors, by the way. Us guys, it means a whole lot to us. That's a very big thing.
So would you recommend with a fix and flipper, say, you know, outside of Newark, because I know you're in Newark, but someone who's fixing and flipping homes, if they don't have a property identified, would you recommend that they establish that relationship now? And in anticipation of getting a property, or should they wait until they have a property?
It's always best to establish the situation prior. Once you establish that relationship prior, you now know that you have someone that has given you the go-ahead to say, hey, go out there and find something that works within our parameters. So I always feel that planning is much better than going, you know, because for instance, let's say it's your first one. You've never done business with Patch before. You're not used to the process. So, you know, you may want to, you definitely want to get that preliminary paperwork out of the way first. So that way it doesn't hold up a deal. Because that first paperwork, you got to understand, it's a getting to know you process. They have to vet you. They have to know who they're giving their money to. They are lending their money. So, you know, you never know what can pop up. That I always look at things like that. You never know what can happen. You never know what can pop up. That may delay the process. So get in there, get your paperwork in, get signed up with these guys. It'll go ahead from them to go look for a property. Now, when you find your property, it can fund very quickly.
Yeah, Joe, I agree with that. That's something that we always encourage any a potential borrower, whether they have a property or not, is to, it's almost like getting pre-approved, if you will. We go through the vetting process ahead of time, get them approved so that when they have a property, then it's just all about the asset that they're bringing into the deal. And they also do get to know our parameters and our process. And a lot of people do have a lot of questions on crowdfunding. What is it? So there's a little bit of an education with every first initial contact with the borrower.
Omar, do you have is there anything we didn't talk about that, you know, based on your experience, I mean, my gosh, you have so many deals on the platform now. Is there anything that we didn't talk about that you wanted to mention that would you think would be helpful for the best ever listeners and people who are looking to start the process of crowdfunding in their business?
No, I mean, you were very thorough with your questions. So I at this time, I can't really think of anything that you left out. Maybe, I don't know if Doug has anything to add.
Not really.
Okay, well, good. then that's what we call a very complete conversation. That's great. Well, first, a quick word from our sponsor, Patch of Land.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com.
All right, to close this out, my gosh, thank you so much, Omar and Doug, for joining us and sharing, you know, how to do a deal from start to finish and really the behind the scenes look at it. Because right now, crowdfunding is a buzzword, and I think a lot of people have questions about it. And I would venture to say that a lot of people probably are interested in doing it because of all the stuff that we've talked about, where it's just, you know, as Omar was mentioning, the quick access to cash. And, you know, he would know better than, you know, anyone on the access to cash and the amount that is needed to quickly close on properties, or he would know as well as other people with that type of experience. And really, it's a matter of, okay, crowdfunding makes sense, but now let's talk about an actual deal and stuff that has happened, and what is it like to actually have a deal on a crowdfunding platform. And I love, one of the things that really resonated with me is the reputation is on the line for both, in this case, Omar and Patch of Land. So instead of, as Omar was talking about, instead of it being kind of from a hard money lending standpoint, you get the money and then that's it. This is a partnership, because right now, and I'm sure in the future too, but especially right now, when we're partnering with a crowdfunding platform, they're just starting out too. And the reputation is critical to any business, as you know, everybody knows. And so it's more of a partnership and somebody who's going to help you through that process, because as that reputation gets built more and more, as Omar has clearly proven, your business can continue to grow, and you've got that money partner for as long as you want. So that was definitely one of the takeaways. And then also, you know, getting the deal done now, I just want to reiterate that, because with the opportunity that we have with crowdfunding, getting the information in to the crowdfunding platform, and I highly recommend Patch of Land, would be the best thing to do, where you're pre-qualified, as Doug was mentioning, for the platform. That way, you're armed with funds or hypothetical funds once they qualify the deal, because you're already qualified. So I think those are some of the takeaways that I got from this. And I think, you know, best ever listeners, if you have any questions at all, feel free to tweet Patch of Land. You can also tweet me, and I'll do what I can. I'll probably send you the Patch of Land. My Twitter handle is Joe Fairless, and then Patch of Land is obviously Patch of Land. So one other thing I want to mention before we sign off is, next week we've got an exciting episode where we talk about, okay, first we talked about all the questions and answers. Second, we talked about the future that where we're headed for crowdfunding. Today with Omar and Doug, we talked about what does a crowdfunding deal look like? What's the behind the scenes access? Let's hear directly from someone who's actually doing it. Well, In our next episode, next Sunday, we're going to talk about specific case studies and how investors, or borrowers rather, are growing their business. And what does that look like? And also, what type of community improvement is happening as a result of those deals? And that's one thing I love about A Patch of Land, where, you know, it's not just about more deals. It's about what is the ripple effect and how does that help the communities in which the deals are in. So Omar and Doug, thank you so much for joining us. And one other thing I want to mention, Omar, you're based in Newark, New Jersey. And we have a wonderful report from Patch of Land that's actually, you can download it in the show notes, where it talks about all the market statistics for Newark, New Jersey. So definitely go to Patch of Land and download that, or you can look in the show notes. So thank you so much, Omar and Doug. Is there anything else you want to mention before we sign off?
Joe, I just want to say thank you so much for having me again as a guest for your best ever listeners. You summed it up beautifully with everything you just said, and especially with a borrower like Omar, who is actually making an impact in his neighborhood. That's one of the core values that we have here at Patch of Land, is building communities. It's where the company started, with the idea of helping communities and rebuilding them. And Omar is definitely waving that banner, that Newark, and leading the charge for that community. It's a growing, vital city in New Jersey. It's the largest city in New Jersey. He's lived there for many years, and he's making a big difference there. So we're really proud and happy to be part of that and helping him with that in the great city of Newark.
All right. And Joe, just in signing out, and thank you, Doug, that was very well said. I thank you, Joe and Doug for allowing me to come on your show and to speak. Anyone that need, if they need to speak to me, or they need any questions answered or any information, they're more than welcome to contact me at omarski44.os@gmail.com. And just to let you know, Joe, in closing, one more thing that we are doing to advance the community. We actually purchased that 8,500 square foot building a few months ago, which we're turning into a community upliftment center, when we're going to creating entrepreneurs out of the children that are in the neighborhood. We're going to have elderly daycare and so on and so forth. And this is something that I will be discussing in the future with Mr. Cochran, because I know that Patch of Land wants to play a very big role in the revitalization of the city.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Omar, for sharing that last piece especially. And thank you, Doug. And we'll talk to both of you soon.
All right. Take care, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.